Pipeline opponents are holding rallies Saturday in southern Berkshire County against the proposed Connecticut expansion project. Roughly 13 miles of pipeline loops would be built in Massachusetts, New York, and Connecticut to deliver gas to utilities in Connecticut. Tennessee Gas Pipeline Company, a subsidiary of Kinder Morgan, is pursuing the federally approved project. The company says the project is needed to meet increasing demand for natural gas transportation capacity in the Northeast. Outstanding permits and a stay by a Berkshire Superior Court judge are delaying work. Meanwhile, Massachusetts lawmakers are considering a vote on allowing easements in Otis State Forest, which is protected under the state constitution. Susan Triolo is with the Sugar Shack Alliance, one of the lead organizers of Saturday's rallies. She spoke with WAMC about the effort.
This event is taking place in two towns. We begin at 12 noon in Great Barrington, and we're asking people to come to the gazebo at the behind the town hall. We're going to have music playing when people arrive. We will have speakers talking about the importance of why people need to know about the Kinder Morgan Connecticut expansion project. Back in the 1980s, there was a pipeline explosion in Sandusfield, and we have people who are coming to speak who were involved in the evacuation of that area when the gas spill happened. The first part will be an hour in Great Barrington, and then we'll move to Sandusfield. And at Sandusfield, we want people to come there so that they can see how beautiful Lower Spectacle Pond is and to walk through areas of the Otis State Forest, because this is the area that's going to be affected by the pipeline expansion project. This is forest that has remained uncut and undisturbed since before the European settlers came to this part of the world. So we want people to understand the importance of this environmental treasure of our state in the Berkshires. There's going to be a flotilla on the pond. We're asking people to bring canoes and to bring their canoes and their kayaks along with banners and signs, because we want a really colorful showing of why we want to protect this pond.
What do you hope comes from this weekend's event?
The Great Barrington is an area of the state that invites a lot of out-of-town people. A lot of tourists come to the Berkshires throughout the summer. And so we think that this is an action, this pipeline project, is important to people coming to visit in the Berkshires, because it's going to impact one of the really beautiful areas of the state. So not only is it important for us to be working with the local people in Sandusfield, Otis, Great Barrington, but to reach out to the visitors from all over the world that come to the Berkshires.
The opposition to the much larger and now suspended Northeast Energy Direct project was very strong. Is there any concern that opposition may not be as strong to this Connecticut expansion project because it is smaller and it is an expansion of an existing pipeline network?
That's the reason that we are doing this action in two areas, both in Great Barrington and Sandusfield, because we are working with the local organizations, the Berkshire Environmental Action Team, and the STOP group, the Sandusfield Taxpayers Opposed to the Pipeline. We're working with them so that this area is not forgotten, because it is a smaller project, but nevertheless a very important one, because the construction in Otis State Forest is expected to impact about 30 acres. It'll widen an existing gas pipeline right-of-way, and it's actually part of a pipeline plan that connects New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. The Berkshire section of this is apparently planned to be about four miles long, and there's what they're building in Sandusfield, Otis State Forest, is a loop where the gas will be held and then sent to Connecticut. So This is a huge infrastructure project that's not even going to benefit Massachusetts. It's simply, as I understand it, a holding area to pass gas through our state into Connecticut. So we want to bring attention to this because we don't want this part of the state to be forgotten.
In Berkshire Superior Court, Kinder Morgan has argued that Massachusetts should not be able to stop or decide where to route a project already approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.